A police sting operation has led to three people being charged with more than 20 offenses related to a stolen vehicle investigation at Crossiron Mills in Balzac. According to the Calgary Police Service, on Tuesday, March 12, at approximately 3:40 p.m., members of the Calgary Police Service Auto Theft Team located a stolen Honda Civic driving around the parking lot of Crossiron Mills. Investigators observed two occupants get out of the stolen Honda Civic and attempt to steal a vehicle that was parked in the mall parking lot, but were unsuccessful. The occupants then attempted to steal a license plate from another vehicle that was also parked in the parking lot, however, investigators intervened. As a result, CPS officers, along with members of the Airdrie Rural RCMP, successfully arrested three individuals in relation to this incident and seized several items including a sawed-off .22 semi-automatic rifle, ammunition, bear spray and small quantities of cocaine, methamphetamine and fentanyl. As a result of the police operation, Colin Johannes Davidson Schritter, 26, of Calgary is charged with multiple offenses, including possession of break-in materials and a weapon for a dangerous purpose, as well as motor vehicle theft. He was scheduled to appear in court on March 14. Paige Elizabeth Ashley, 26, of Calgary, is charged with carrying a concealed weapon, unauthorized possession of a prohibited weapon, possession of a firearm without a license, possession of stolen property over $5,000, three counts of possession of government documents in another person's name, three counts of possession of drugs, and two counts of fail to comply with a release order, among other charges. She was scheduled to appear in court March 19. Gerald Marshall, 45, of Calgary, is charged with one count of possession of stolen property over $5,000. He will next appear in court on April 29. Rocky View Weekly has confirmed with the Calgary Police Service that these charges were related to the large police presence reported in Balzac by the Airdrie Rural RCMP on March 12.